My name is Gilmar Tapowan, and I'm a local senior at Unalaska City High School, and I'm here to interview Allery Tungle and Kayla Villamore about how their volleyball season is going so far.
Hi, I'm Allery Tungle, and I'm also a senior at Unalaska City High School, and I'm a middle hitter for the varsity volleyball team.
My name is Kayla Villamore. I'm a senior as well, and I'm an outside hitter for the varsity volleyball team.
So, to start it off, how is the season going for you guys?
I think the season is going pretty well for us. We were first seed at regions, and now we're coming in at state first seed region champs. And we've grown a lot throughout the whole season.
And I did hear about that you guys were undefeated and that you guys are going to state. So how are you guys preparing for that?
Practicing going into regions and practicing now this past week, it's kind of been the same. Like, the dynamic has been the same in terms of repetition and just doing what we know we can do and being confident in that rather than try to do something new or have the idea in the back of our head that, oh, well, because we're undefeated and, you know, people kind of are looking out for us and we know that. So we're just kind of sticking to what we know and being confident in what we do.
Yeah, well, we start like one goal at a time. We started off with having goals at regions. We got our goals and played well. Now we have our small goals getting into state. So I think we're going to do good. Yeah. I hope.
We have like this mark board in practice where we like wrote down goals as a team and we've been slowly checking them off. And so we're hoping that it keeps going. But yeah.
Looking at the banners in like the high school, they're all runner up and they're all second place. But we're just rooting for you guys. Like, we're hoping that you guys do really well and that you bring home a banner so you can, like, brag about it.
Like, 20 years from now.
Exactly.
Mr. Like, Wilson did tell us a banner lasts forever.
Yeah, like he said, the one thing that doesn't ever come down in a school or is just a banner. Like, it just stays there forever.
Like, you could replace the trophies in the trophy case, but you can never replace a banner. Oh, yeah. Especially the first place championship banner, state championship banner.
Like you said, there are more so just runner-up, but and only one championship banner from the boys basketball team a few years ago, but there has never been a girls team for any sport that has gotten a championship. So
we hope we're the ones getting in that.
So how are you guys feeling about competing in state?
I'm excited. This is my second year going to state volleyball. I went my sophomore year, and back then, we've only had the goal to get to state, and going was just like, okay, we're going to play our best and see where we go. Like, we didn't really have a plan. This year, we're more prepared. We're more experienced. We got more seniors, better chemistry. Everything's going good and smooth so far, and I think that will be on our side getting into state.
Personally, it's my first time at state for volleyball. I have nerves, but it's not nerves in terms of not being confident in what we can do. And I think it's more so nerves that I'm excited and knowing that it's our all like a lot of our last go around. We have, what, 6 seniors that travel?
Yeah, so we're like majority of the team. Yeah. Ever since freshman year, we've been majority of the team.
It's a big moment for everyone, but especially for our seniors, just because it's kind of our last time to do something.
Year. Every year we used to say, it's okay, there's next year, there's next year. But we have no more next year. This is our last chance.
I think emotions are just going to be high either way. A lot of us seniors have been there for a long time and lived here our entire lives. So doing it for this, you know, the city and the community that's been supportive forever.
Yeah, we've been playing since 6th grade.
Yeah.
Everyone's expected that we'd bring home a banner every year since freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been close. And I really want to do this not just for our team, for our coaches, but for our community.
Mm-hmm. I think our victories are more of a whole community victory. Like, it's not just about, you know, the 8 of us that are going to travel on this trip, but it's more, you know, there's a bigger picture to it.